You're on The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
People are not happy with Rihanna. They are not happy with Rihanna because she posed as a sexy nun for Interview magazine.
As soon as I saw that cover, I was like, yep, that's not going to go over well.
At this point, I wonder if celebs are just asking for the backlash. Like, I almost wonder if it's a PR move at this point because it's not like a little suggestive. She has her entire breast out and is grabbing it and
has granted, a habit on.
She has the habit on, and granted, Rihanna looks beautiful, but then everything else is just screaming, somebody get into a religious argument with me.
It's disrespectful to Catholics.
I felt that way for a while. I really do think they know exactly what they're doing, They're doing it anyway. Because there's way your whole team, not one person, was like, Ree, this might not go over well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing she's got a team of people, and they're all sitting in a room and they're all coming in with ideas and she's saying yes, no, 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 no. Somebody comes in with the controversial nun and Rihanna is like, you know what? People are going to hate this. Let's do it.
Yep.
And haven't Christians said before that you do this with any other religion, it wouldn't fly. But for some reason, Christianity, it's like open season.
100%.
Yep, 100%. So I'm sick of it being thrown out as, well, this is just her artistic expression. There's a line here, and to me, it's been crossed. Again, like you said, you do this with any other religion, people are going to come for you. So I think it's time that people start showing the same respect to Christianity.
Yeah, I do want to get like your personal connection to this because of all of us in here, you probably are the most religious, I'd say. Right?
Yeah, for sure.
So for you, this is very offensive.
To me, it's super disrespectful. And it's also bizarre because Rihanna has been outspoken about how she identifies as a Christian. So I wonder, you know, has something happened in her life to where maybe this is some kind of backlash towards her wanting to combat at her religion, who she feels has done her wrong in some way. So it just rubs me the wrong way because it's done time and time again. And people say the same thing every time. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this to Christians? And then people just continue to do it.
Yeah, I'm a little bit too scared of God to be playing a game like this, man. If he's having a bad day and he's taking it out on me, that's it for me.
Yeah, you're asking for trouble, Essentially. Okay, so we've been talking about JoJo Siwa's new song, Karma, for the last couple of days because it's a little controversial with this new music video that she's come out with. It's very spicy, it's very sexual, and, you know, it's kind of rubbing people the wrong way.
She's no longer a little girl, she's a woman.
She's a woman, and she's trying to pull it off, and it's a little icky to people who still, I think, see her as a kid star. And also, it does feel like she's trying to pretend that she's something that she's not. It doesn't quite feel authentic.
Feels forced.
And now there's something that's come out about her new song that makes people feel like, oh, now this really, really isn't authentic. So this new song, Karma, we all thought was, I guess, written by her and her team, but it's actually a song that was recorded twice by two other artists before, over a decade ago. So the first person that recorded this back in 2011 was somebody that JoJo Siwa says she's drawing some inspiration from now, Miley Cyrus. She recorded in 2011, but it actually ended up getting released by an artist called Britt Smith in 2012. Here's her version of it. Have to say, between her and JoJo Siwa, I think Britt did a little bit of a better job. I just wonder why we never heard of it 12 years ago. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. Okay, so Louis Tomlinson, I don't know if you guys knew this, but back in the day, there were so many rumors going around about how he and Harry Styles were secretly a couple. There were people that would identify as like these groups called the Larry Stylesons. And I always wondered how they felt out about it, because I feel like if you speak out about it as like Harry and Louis, it comes off as like, well, why are you so upset by people thinking you're a couple? That's homophobic. And now Louis is finally speaking out about how he feels about how people thought he was having a secret romance with Harry with G1 magazine from Brazil.
There's nothing I can say. There's nothing I can do to dispel the believers of that conspiracy. They are so intertwined with what they believe to be the truth now that they won't actually see the truth for what it is. I'd be lying if it does irritate me a little bit, you know, but it is just kind of nature of the job, I suppose.
I think at some point, you know, and we have tasted this on a much smaller scale, obviously, that defending yourself doesn't do any good. No. Once a person has an opinion, Your truth does not matter to them.
Not at all. People are going to believe what they want to believe, sure. no matter how inaccurate it is.
It almost makes it worse when you respond and try to defend yourself, because they'll always think they know you better than you know yourself.
Don't protest too much.
And people want to be seen, obviously. That's human nature. You want to be seen for who you believe you are. And when the narrative here is completely wrong in your eyes, and then feeling like you can't defend yourself because people have already made an opinion is super frustrating.
Exactly. All right, for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
You're on the Burt Show.